conservation groups in Idaho are outraged over the killing of 8 young wolves by federal agents. The pups were unofficially adopted and tracked by high school students in Boise. Now, the USDA defended its actions as necessary to protect livestock from predators, but conservationists are renewing their calls to end wolf hunting on public lands. Rachel Cohen is on the story for Boise State Public Radio, and she joins us now. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What do we know about why and how the U.S. Agriculture Department agents killed these young wolves?
Yes, so the USDA said these killings were necessary to reduce livestock conflicts. It's unclear if this pack itself was responsible for any conflicts, and Wildlife Services, which is under the USDA, determined that removing the juvenile wolves would encourage the adult wolves to relocate. And the USDA says it likes to use non-lethal methods, but in some cases, it is necessary to use lethal control. And I talked to Jared Hedelius, he's the director of Idaho's Wildlife Services, this spring about this, and here's what he said.
It's our responsibility to help reduce conflicts, regardless of the tool that we use. That's our goal, is to reduce conflicts. And so we offer the different tools that we have available.
You mentioned the federal officials said they prefer non-lethal methods. What does that mean, and why weren't they used here?
Non-lethal methods can range from using guard dogs or range riders, that's, cowboys on horseback, to protect livestock. It also can include things like flags and flashing lights. USDA does say that it tried to use non-lethal methods in this case. We don't know which ones, but they said that they were proving unsuccessful.
Now, Idaho's Republican governor signed a law in May that lets hunters and private contractors kill 90% of the state's wolf population. We're talking 1,500 wolves or so. Supporters say it's to protect their livestock from predators. What kind of threat have ranchers faced from them?
Between 2019 and 2020, the USDA found only about 130 cattle and sheep in Idaho were confirmed or probable kills by wolves. And since the beginning of this year, Wildlife Services found that wolves have killed 108 livestock. This is a state that has more than 2 million cattle. But ranchers across the state say wolves do pose a big threat. I talked to Corey Peavy. He's a sheep rancher in South Central Idaho. He actually is very innovative with using non-lethal methods and tries to use them whenever he can. But he says there are some cases where they're not the complete solution for his operation.
I am not interested in removing any tools from the toolkit, but I will try and deploy them responsibly and try and avoid an issue like that. But come to it, yeah, I will defend my livelihood. I will.
Now, these wolf pups, some of them were tracked for years by students at the Timberline High School ever since 2003. What do we know about these students? How did they find out what happened, and what's next for them and their project?
Yeah, they found out about it because some conservationists who had worked with the high school for years and had helped with this project were kind of tipped off that Wildlife Services had been in the area, and so they filed a public record request. I think the students were quite taken aback by it, and some of them say they're going to write a letter to President Biden urging him to place gray wolves back on the endangered species list.
Yeah, and that's my question for you. The gray wolf has kind of gone on and off the endangered species list, as I understand it. The Trump administration delisted the gray wolf. Is there any chance, you think, that the gray wolf could be put back on the endangered list if the numbers really fall?
Yeah, it's something that the administration is taking a look at right now in response from several conservation groups requesting this review, including some in Idaho. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced it is conducting a review to see if gray wolves in the western U.S. should be relisted under the Endangered Species Act.
And finally, just going forward, anything else you're watching on this as far as what comes next?
Yeah, I mean, conservationists in Idaho feel like wolves are under attack. And I think from the state management side, the director of Idaho Fish and Game kind of acknowledged that their management is under a bit of a spotlight right now. So these tensions have kind of risen to this point where everything that happens related to wolves in Idaho is being watched pretty closely.
Okay, Rachel Cohen is a reporter for Boise State Public Radio. Thanks for taking the time, Rachel.
Thank you.